Yeah, I think, you know, I don't know if it's any key to rattling them, you know, but, you know, with any quarterback, you know, especially being a D lineman, you want to try to apply some pressure to them, you know, and try to get them thinking about, you know, the pass rush, you know, so hopefully it'll take his mind off of, you know, some off of the routes that are going on and, you know, just make him a little cloudy in his thought process. But, you know, he's a heck of a quarterback. You know, I think last year, you know, it was more of a bigger adjustment for him, you know, with the Bears and, you know, the offense and with our defense. So, you know, now he knows our defense a little bit. He's going to have some film to watch from last year. So, you know, it's going to be more important that we go in there and really make sure that, you know, we try to get some pressure to him and don't have any mistakes and let him take advantage of
them. Well, last year your guys were bringing in a new defense. This year they're kind of bringing in a new offense. What's the key to kind of stopping that up? The new one they brought in?
Just everybody has to know their assignment. You know, everybody has to be sound. Don't try to do too much, you know, don't try to go out there, you know, making too much happen by yourself and, you know, end up messing up. You know, you just got to trust in everybody out there with you and, you know, just do what's asked of you.
Matt Forte's got a lot of, he caught a lot of balls this year. Does he look like he's gotten a little groove back running this year?
Yeah, you know, he looks pretty good, especially out of the backfield. You know, they've been passing it to him a lot, you know, running some screens and different things. You know, so he's been a big part of their offense running and passing. So, you know, we're definitely going to have to try to keep him contained.
How big is that cycle package going to be then to maybe disrupt them and force them into, you know, throwing the ball downfield instead of these little dumps?
Well, you know, I don't really know. You know, Dom's going to have his game plan. You know, we never really know exactly, you know, what he's going to call or how much he's going to call everything. You know, he calls stuff according to how the game's going. So, you know, we don't know how much he's going to call. We just have to be ready to play against him on any facts.
Talk about how big this one is. I know every game's big for you guys, but 2-0 teams, especially in the division, being a Monday night game and against, you know, one of your oldest rival in the NFL for you guys, how big is this matchup?
That's huge, you know. One, it's a division game, like you said. Both of us are unbeaten so far, and you know, you want to win the game. You know, there are a lot of distractions, you know, going leading up to a game like this. And, you know, you just got to try to stay focused and, you know, just remember that, you know, it's a game and, you know, it's an important game in our division and, you know, that you need to go in there, you know, focused and just come out with a win.
With, you know, Chicago's win over Dallas, do you think Dallas is just struggling that bad or do you think the Bears are surprising people and they're just that good?
Well, I mean, Chicago's definitely showed some impressive stuff their first two games, so, we're not taking anything away from Chicago. You know, I'm not sure what's going on with Dallas. You know, we aren't worried about Dallas right now, you know, because we're worrying about Chicago, and, you know, we'll worry about Dallas whenever we play them. But, you know, as of now, Chicago looks impressive, and, you know, we just got to make sure we go out there and try to, you know, play with high intensity because we know they're going to be fired up on Monday night at their home against us.
Besides being a, you know, division rival game on the road, is there still rivalry above that Packers Bears like they talked about in the day, or is it just another division opponent game?
I wouldn't call it hatred, but there's definitely, you know, competitiveness going there, you know, with Chicago and everything. You know, I still remember, you know, back when, you know, their coach, Lovie Smith, first got the job, you know, and he said their number one thing they need to do was beat Green Bay. And, you know, I don't know if a lot of people around here were, you know, around for that. But, you know, you still realize how big of a game it is between us and them.
Coming from what you've seen on film, how does that Mike Harris-Jay Cutler kind of marriage or combination, how does it look to you?
Well, it looks great right now. You know, it looks like, you know, he's really gotten to a rhythm in that offense. You know, looks like he's throwing a lot better with a lot more confidence back there. And, you know, it looks like he's just having a whole lot better year this year. You know, it looks like he's back to his old self now.
How much fun is cycle for him?
It's all right. You know, anytime you do something different, you know, it's a little fun. You know, it's a little change of pace. So, you know, it's a little fun to go out there and do.
You remember when you first saw that, when Don first started talking about it, what was your reaction to that?
You know, it's just the first reaction is everybody's going to remember what they got to do, you know, because, you know, it's a lot going on. But, you know, it's pretty cool. You know, it's a lot of moving around. It's a lot of things happening.